you start to wonder that because evangelical, especially the way it's used by the media, if you wonder if we need a new term, a follower of Christ, for example, something that says this is who we really are, this is what we believe, and this is how we're going to live our life.
Frankly, I tend to agree with you. I like personally to say just what the Scripture says. I mean, in the beginning, back in New Testament times, the followers of Christ, they were called Christians first in Antioch. At that point, it's where the name was, because they were a Christ follower. But even then, there were distinctives about the Christ followers. What they did. They were obviously evangelistic. They did talk about salvation through faith in Christ alone. They did talk about the Messiah back then as being the God's fulfillment of his plan of redemption, and that plan is still being worked out. They did talk about those things. Well, so should we. Personally, myself, is I like to say I'm a Christian in the biblical terminology. Evangelical? I don't throw that to the side because it's technically correct and from the Greek standpoint. But on the other hand, to me, being a Christian and living that out means not just how one talks, but how one walks. You cannot separate that from the other. And I put into that, which is one area which I think is tremendously lacking, is that the good news of salvation does not stop at the good news and having somebody even agree in their head or their heart to the truthfulness of the good news. It must progress through discipleship. The Great Commission is to take the good news, but then to make disciples of all of those. That means understanding our walk as a reflection of what our conversional talk was all about. So it means a biblical worldview. It does mean understanding what it means to be salt and light in whatever kind of culture we're placed. It does mean being able to articulate biblical principles and apply them to any issue of any time and know what it means and know that God's Word has an answer for all things and be willing, this is the other thing, really willing to be able to walk obediently to what God's Word says first and foremost. That, if that were to happen, and God's people today were to walk in that fashion, we would have an influence in the political process, not necessarily having to pursue it as a block, as a special interest block, but by its very nature of being salt and light, it would be carried out. And anyways, those are some of the things, I think, Bill, that must be considered as a broader aspect. We've got to execute our walk consistent with biblical truth. And I think the failure to do that is why there's such a diversion and diversity between those who say, I believe in the good news, but don't necessarily know what the good news means when you actually walk it out into life.